Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this show contains discussion of adult nature and should not be listened to by anyone under the age of 18. Listener discretion is advised. In other words, listen if you want, just don't sue us.
So, Eric, we got a big Halloween show this year, huh? Right?
Big Halloween show? What in the hell are you talking about? We just had our big Halloween show, man, live at Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, but that's Halloween Horror Nights. There's more to Halloween than just theme parks and horror movies and stuff, you know?
No, I don't know. It's Halloween Horror Nights, man. It's haunt season. That's all that matters. I mean, I'm too old to go trick-or-treating.
But I don't know if you've realized this, but, I mean, there's a whole – without the basis around Halloween, without ghost schools, you know, all those old stories, you know, there wouldn't be Halloween Horror Nights. There wouldn't be horror movies. So that's why this Halloween show that we're doing is important.
It's important. Well, what are we going to do on it?
Well, I have a little idea, and that's something to do with horror. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, God.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was nothing. Then God said, let there clips, and they were, and they were good. Sing to us, let's sing.
Michael Rainey was good all the day the earth stood still. But he told us,
do fuck up!
We'll stand
on our feet!
And Flash Gordon was there.
Hey, crotchless!
Todd Raines was the invisible man.
But that fucker never showed up! Oh, there he is! You missed him! Fuck King Kong!
They got
caught in a sexual jam of 69! Brad came where? Janet's face, thank you!
This is how the message rings.
Freeze those lips and turn blue! Ah, fucking rock! Sex, 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 and more sex! George W. fucking Bush. And fucking and sucking on. Deep throat the sequel to Faggot. So. Fuck your sister, Rocky Horror. Do you know any pedophiles? Was fucking a barrel. LSD, lick those lips, bitch.
And I really got hot.
When I saw Janet's twat fucked up penis at the seam and then killed. Yeah, killed!
Dana Ramsey,
and Pitt,
gave him
the shit,
and passing the mute
black. X Black kill, shitty skill. It fucking hurts! I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. Like an X-ray!
What have we done?
What's going on, everybody? This is Eric and Scott on The Abyss. Welcome. I think we finally lived up to our name, man. The Awesome Badness Idiot Show. I think that was pretty much it right there.
Can Blog Talk Radio, like, actually stop us or cancel us?
I think they can.
Because that's probably what's going to happen after doing that. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. I just got a interrupting your connection so on my screen here. So, yeah. Really fun stuff. No, that was an excerpt from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And Scott, why were you shouting such profanities along with the words?
Well, it's kind of funny. If you don't know, when you go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there's more than just a movie watching a movie. Did you know that, Eric?
Actually, yes, I did. But
everybody
are freaks like us, so they may not know, man.
Well, you go. Usually there's someone in the beginning of the show that will introduce you to what the movie is. And it's always fun to go to a show. I mean, I'm part of a cast in Hollywood. We're in the Faithful Handyman. I've been doing it for about a year now. Did you know about that? Maybe? No? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
I knew all about that, but
And
for those people that don't know about you. So basically it's like this. Rocky Horror Picture Show is a very bad movie. It's absolutely awful, terrible. However, it is so bad that it's so amazing. Universal, for the past 2 years at their Halloween Horror Nights, has done a tribute to Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's featured all kinds of scantily clad women, scantily clad men dressed like scantily clad women, and transvestites.
Which is your favorite part of the show. It absolutely is.
You're making a joke, but the sweet transvestite from Transsexual Transylvania is my absolute favorite part of the show.
Oh, yeah. How was your daughter when you took her to that show?
I did not take my daughter to that show.
Well, you were a smarter man than I would have done it. Hey, it's the cool uncle. Look at that. He's taking me to Rocky Hole. Oh, God, what am I seeing?
Yes, and then this is why I like women, Dad.
Yeah, this is...
Wait a minute, what? I'm
never going to hang out with that guy again, ever. But, you know, it's the whole point of that movie is don't dream it, be it. But what I like to see is don't see it, make fun of it, because that movie's terrible. But
basically what you have hundreds upon hundreds of people doing week after week at theaters across the country at midnight, just sitting there shouting profanities at the theater. And why did we bring that up? Why did we bring that up this week?
Well, I was hoping my people from Faithful Handyman down in Hollywood, California at Flipper – or California, Hollywood, Florida at Flipper's theater on Taft Drive – would call in about their Halloween show, which is going to be this. Hold on, I got the information right in front of me. I just have to read it. This Wednesday, which is October 31st, I've got the old.
That is wrong.
That is wrong. Trying to fool me like that, Image. It's this Friday, October 31st. Sometime either around 9 o'clock or 10. You should be there at 9 o'clock, though. They've got a huge arcade. This is the Flipper Cinema in Hollywood, Florida on Taft Street, right past the Hard Rock Live. It's an awesome show. They've got the biggest theater in the building. Even though it's a hole-in-the-wall theater, it's a really great place to go. They've also got a video game arcade, a huge video game arcade. They got a video game like Halo and Call of Duty 4 if you want to join a game system, whatever. Screw that. Rocky Horror is the most important thing. It's awesome. It's a great cast. They put their hearts, souls, and butts behind it because most of them, I'm pretty sure, take it up the butt. Not really sure about me, but they'll get me for this if they ever listen to it, which they won't because I don't think anyone listens to the show. But I do it out of heart, which sometimes... And Rocky Horror, it's like three or four people. But that's okay. We make those three or four people have the greatest night of their life. But If you go on the Halloween show, I guarantee you there'll be at least more than like 100 people there, and you'll have like a super, super great time. It's Faithful Handyman, October 31st, sometime around 9 o'clock. You'll have a great time.
Are you done?
No, I'm not. That's what I like about Rocky Horror, because the humor of it is just as vulgar as you want it to be. And I really didn't go vulgar in that, but vulgar, stupid, whatever, you know? That's what
you didn't get vulgar in that? Really?
Did I? I don't remember swearing.
In that little rant? No, no, no.
See? There you go. Like I said, I don't remember being vulgar in that little tie. Hey, have you noticed that there's no one else talking? What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that? We've got absolutely nobody here. It's you and I, and normally by this minute we would be 30 minutes into the show and only talking about one thing.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to... What?
But. The reason we're not talking about Halloween Horror Nights is sadly because...
Everyone who has headphones on right now listening to it, just shut off the show. My ears are bleeding. Thanks, Eric.
Yes. Bleed, ears, bleed. Now, this is the end of haunt season. So this is it. This Friday, Saturday, that's it. There's no more haunt season after this, which is really kind of sad because we work up so much throughout the year from pretty much like April. In May, when we start getting little tidbits about the haunt season, and it works into a full frenzy at the middle of September, and then now it's gone.
Yeah. But, you know, there's more than just that. You understand that, right? I mean, we already did this in the intro, and I don't have to re-explain it.
No, there is more to it than just that, but the reason why we're not talking that this week is, well, there's a couple of reasons, which I'm going to save, but... because this is the end of haunt season. Halloween is the end of haunt season. So all your ghouls, all your goblins, all your great movies that are running nonstop on AMC and Turner Classic Movies will get shut away for the rest of the year.
Well, actually, Turner Classic Movies only shows them on for 2 days, for 48 hours on the last 2 days of the October 30th and 31st.
Actually, they've been running movies... Turner Classic Movies have been running at least 3 movies a night.
Yeah, well, they do their full thing. Look, I'm not going to argue with you. I'll destroy you.
Come on, I'll kick you.
Destroy!
Yes, people, this is what it's like to be with Scott all the time. Don't you want part of this? I'm sure you do. And if you do, you can give us a call for the one person in the room that's listening. On the blogtalkradio.com chat, you can call in at 347-237-5266. We're going to flat out. Whoa, I've got a little person behind me. This is freaking me out, man.
So we got Halloween stuff. Halloween is more about. About like you know more about the history of Halloween than I do.
Yes, I know quite a bit about the history of Halloween.
Because you're a nerd and you like these things called books, and I don't understand why.
Yes, nerd, books. I'm not going to get into a big, long, drawn out history about the history.
You're walking away from the mic like Tony Zay, the guy, Chocolate Rain. I read it.
Chocolate Rain. No, I'm not going to get into this whole big thing about Halloween. I am just going to flat out tell you that what it's become. It's gone from this murderous, bloody, orgy-tastic holiday and has been Christianified to where it's basically just kids in costumes trick-or-treating and hot chicks dressing like sluts.
Yeah, it got pretty sexy like a couple of years ago, like about like 8 years ago. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, that's when you started noticing.
Oh, no, I noticed it about last week. I don't really look at women too much. I'm not gay. Oh, God. Oh, Everyone's going to be like, guess who's gay? Likes Rocky Horror Picture Show in the butt. He said that out of context, but he likes it there. Oh, God, I said, Thanks. I hate Little Richard. And now.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
This is the best show we can do right now. That's the sad thing.
That is entirely sad because you're absolutely right. This is the best show that we can do right now.
But it was great to go to Halloween Horror Nights last year or last week and talk to Roddy and can you say it for me, please?
Aiello.
Aiello.
You don't hate your guts because you can't say his name properly.
I'm so sorry. I fail at saying other people's names, too. I don't think he hates my guts.
No, because that guy can never hate anybody's guts. If you guys missed it last week, we had Mike Roddy and Mike Aiello, both from Universal Creative, on the show. Go back and listen to it. It was great. It was an absolute good time. Really an honor to be in there and talk to those guys and just be in their presence. Can I kiss your ass anymore?
I don't think you can. I think that's been done for a very long time here.
Oh, yeah, dude. I complete. Man,
but
on those two.
Did you get to watch any of those movies on AMC and TMC lately? TMJ?
I have been watching some here and there. Of course, the classic Pit in the Pendulum with Vincent Price. Yeah.
Bela Lugosi's in that, right? Not Bela Lugosi. Boris Karloff, right?
Karloff's in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Vincent
Price is in... I thought that was Bela Lugosi and
the Pendulum? No, that's
Vincent Price,
man. Oh. Maybe I'm confusing it. I don't know. I've watched a lot of Vincent Price this week.
I'm pretty sure the Pit in the Pendulum. Hold on, I can IMDb this because I thought that was the big fight movie between them, like that and the Raven. And the Pendulum. But I watched Pet Sematary. And I was having a good time watching Herman Monster get killed. Really,
yes, Pet Sematary, one of the great films of all times. Well, not really a good film. I'll be honest. I really didn't dig on Pet Sematary too much, simply because I read the book and the book was like 10 times greater.
Well, there seems to be a problem with I was wrong about Pit the Pendulum. You're right. You're right. I was wrong. But
right.
Yeah, you're right. But
it was
pork chop, 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 pork.
Okay, I'm not going to go into that. That's like a minute and a half of Vincent saying pork chops. While it's really great,
oh man,
it's not make for
good radio.
Good
but.
Radio.
Pet Sematary.
Yeah, we're making for great radio.
But no, dude, you were talking about Stephen King movies, and this is a really, really good subject because if you think about it, Stephen King movies don't really transition that well to film because when you read it in the book, and this is pretty much me speaking from my friend Aaron's point of view because I don't read too much, but I've read a couple, and I can agree with her. When you're reading the book and you hear like and the clown came out from the sewers. You imagine this, like, amazing monster just slowly creeping out. And then when you see it on TV, it's like, I don't know. And then, like, the hedges, Jack Torrance, he went crazy, took an axe, slammed it against the door. It sometimes, like, the messages in the book seem more realistic because you can use your imagination. Which is always really, really cool to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing about Halloween. See, I'm going to try to steer it back to our topic here this week. That is one thing about Halloween. It gets your imagination running from all of the great haunts in all the movies to even the scary books and scary stuff that comes out. All kinds of cool stuff. And Hikaru in the blogtalkradio.com chat says The Green Mile was pretty good. It was a pretty good adaptation. Yes, really good adaptation of a Stephen King book. But as far as the horror part of it goes, your mind plays such tricks on you when you're reading good horror that it's like with Stephen King's It. I read that book when I was 11 years old. It was the first horror book I ever read. Do you know that I could not go to, I still to this day cannot really go to the circus too much because of Pennywise, the scary as hell clown. And then
you just scared of Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, see, hey, we got a 6 degrees of Tim Curry here.
Yeah.
Tim Curry is just an amazing actor who has such range from Pennywise the Clown to
Muppet Treasure Island.
To Muppet Treasure Island to the sweet transvestite from Transsexual Transylvania in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You could translate Richard O'Brien to Gonzo, I'll give you $10. Wow.
Richard O'Brien, remind me.
Richard O'Brien was Riff Raff in Rocky Horror, and he was in with Tim Curry, who was also in Muppet Treasure Island, and who was playing with Gonzo. I got a dollar. $10 right here to myself. Thank you.
Yeah. You got it. Thanks.
Oh, my God. This is our podcast.
Yeah, this is our podcast this week, people. Have fun with it. Yeah, I think we're just going to do this for the rest of the show. We'll just play sound.
No, that's dumb. Hey, let's talk to Sam Neill. We were trying to do a weekly bit, but we couldn't do it when we were at Universal. But so I hear Sam Neill is at the doctor this week in his annual proctology. Is it a proctology exam? You were telling me about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go live to Sam Neill, live at the proctologist. Hey, Sam, what do you have to say about your proctology exam?
That's just awful. But good luck to you, Sam. You know, that's
Sam, what do you think about Halloween this weekend? You going to have fun with it?
That wasn't really an answer. That was more of a scream, but... Did you expect anything from that?
No, I didn't expect anything.
But you know what I did today? Yeah. I went to the greatest store on earth. And when you think American Eagle, I said, wrong! No! I went to Hot Topic today. I'm not really a really great store, and I don't really like what they sell. But I bought mustaches. You know why I bought a mustache?
Why did you buy it? Oh, hold on.
Incoming call. Incoming call. Incoming call.
Oh, thank God. Save us from ourselves. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
You are? I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, make a comment.
Please.
In the loop, rocks. Douche.
You forgot to say your name, douchebag. Mr. Turner. Okay, for those of you who have no idea what the hell's going on here, join the club. We have no idea either.
Who are these people? Why are they calling?
I do a little show every Monday night right before this show starts called In the Loop. And when I say little, trust me. That's about the only thing about it that's little, because Clint Novak, the host of In the Loop, is absolutely freaking huge. Last week, Clint Novak got a little pissed off that I was talking about The Abyss, because The Abyss is really such a cool show, and we were doing something really cool by going to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights, which we did in broadcast. Yes, it was amazing. And full of sea beans. Like sea beans.
Hello, sea beans. Seabeans.com, everybody. In Florida, if you ever want to know anything about sea beans, you go to seabean.com. They have the greatest website I have ever seen. It's got a scrolling information that you can even buy sea beans on. www.seabean.com.
Okay, we're done with that. But anyway, Clint Novak challenged everybody to call in and say that In the Loop rocks, and the word douche.
Why?
If they would do that, and call their name out, they would get a prize. Well, guess what, douchebag? You just lost your prize because you didn't call your name. Oh.
Doesn't.
So shame.
If he calls, you got to hang up the phone now because he broke the cardinal rule of podcasting.
What's the cardinal rule of podcasting? I thought it was don't use copyrighted music.
But no, it's do a good show and people will listen.
Yeah, but what's our excuse?
Cbeans.com, everybody. You get your own CB. Oh.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully, we'll have a guest coming up in the second half of the show. We do have scheduled tonight. Sharon and Marcia from the Journey Paranormal Society to come on and talk about, because it is Halloween. A lot of spooky stuff happens on Halloween. There's a lot of spooky origins with Halloween. And one of the great things about Halloween is the paranormal activity and the ghosts and goblins that supposedly run around. So we're going to talk to Sharon and Marcia from the Journey Paranormal Society to tell us a little bit about what they do and also about a huge event that they got coming up. So should be a lot of fun, and we're going to take a quick break and get some sea beans. So
Seabeans.com! Go there!
Oh, my God. So we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, In the Loop fans? Clint Novak here with the rest of the In the Loop crew. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Well, that was exciting. We're promoting In the Loop here, guys. Can we do a little more enthusiastically, please?
No!
Come listen to us every single Monday night at 7:30 live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can catch us at CoasterCrew.com.
That's right. Check out all the coaster news and more jackassery than you can shake a stick at.
And see who will be voted the douche of the week.
Douche! I just can't do it like Pat Kemp.
In more ways than one.
Say. Do you like action movies?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Comedies?
Oh, knockers. Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Movies so bad that they're great.
You want to break every beautiful bone in your body?
You think Steven Seagal gets screwed out of an Oscar every year?
Nobody beats me in the kitchen.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out the Kick-Ass Movie Podcast.
Do it now.
A new movie every week from two college kids with way too much time on their hands.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Check them out online at kickassmoviepodcast.com or myspace.com/kickassmoviepodcast.
Are you ready for action?
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Are you ready for romance?
You know, you may be the first attractive woman I've not wanted to sleep with in my entire life.
Are you ready for horror?
Alive.
Are you ready for Pat McCabe?
What?
Then you're ready for the action-packed podcast that will scare you silly. You're ready to take a walk in the park. Join Pat McCabe every week as he shows you around the amusement world in his weekly podcast, A Walk in the Park Podcast. You can check out the podcast at www.awalkinthepark.podomatic.com. If you're ready to take a walk on the wild side, then you're ready for A Walk in the Park Podcast, hosted by Pat McCabe.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
This is the Central Theme Park and Attraction Podcast. This is where you get the information straight from the mouth of the creators of the parks and attractions you love to visit. Join a cast of extensive...
Every week on an informative experience into the world of rides, attractions, and parks.
Pick up your season pass every Tuesday morning over at SeasonPassPodcast.com.
Or you can subscribe to us through iTunes. See what
Season Pass. SeasonPassPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hudson from Musical Talk, the UK's independent musical theatre podcast. If you're a fan of all things Broadway and West End, this is the show for you. We've had such guests as Alan Menken, William David Brown, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, Stephen Schwartz, Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, Tim Burton, Alan Rickman, Mark Shaman, William Finn, George Stiles, Anthony Dream, Julian Fellows, Summer Strannan, Jeff Marks, Gerard Allison Dreamy, Stephanie J. Block, and Richard Thomas. The show features a varied team of presenters and contributors from all over the world, including writers, producers, lyricists, book writers, directors, actors, and singers. So check us out at www.musicaltalk.co.uk or just hit us up on iTunes at keyword musical talk. We'll see you on stage.
Don't you let my favorite ride, man.
Definitely one of the coolest rejoiners that we got, man.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that song.
Did you know I've been looking up information on Sea Beans while we were gone?
I can imagine at seabeans.com. for the three people that are going to check out that website.
The Coco de Mia Pop produces the largest sea in the world. It's amazing.
I've got to ask, why are you, with all this cool horror stuff going on and all the cool stuff that happens, why are you going on to Sea Beans? I mean, what the hell's up,
I have no idea. I'm really scared.
All right, what's going on? You're on the air. Thanks for calling The Abyss.
Hi, it's Sharon and Marsha from Journey Paranormal.
Hi, Sharon and Marsha. We were just talking about you. Actually, not really, but thank you so much for calling. As I was saying right before the break, we were going to talk to Journey Paranormal, Sharon and Marsha. Thanks, guys, for coming on The Abyss. What's going on?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely, anytime.
Go ahead, Marsha.
We're going to be doing an event coming up here on Halloween at the USS Hornet, so we're pretty excited about that. We are opening it to the public.
Okay. And what is the SF? What is the Hornet for those of us who aren't familiar with the website?
The USS Hornet is a huge aircraft carrier ship. So it's supposedly one of the most haunted ships in the world. So it's going to be kind of an interesting thing. We have went last year and did an investigation there, and it was pretty active. It was a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to doing that again, coming up here on Halloween. So,
did they do an episode of Fear there? I don't know if you. I think I might have seen an episode of the MTV show. Did you ever see that?
Oh, Fear! No? I think that they did. Yes, they did. Actually, if on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, it's going to be aired on Ghost Hunters as well. So.
Ah.
Really.
Yeah. So, but people can find out more information about, what exactly it is if they go to our website, which is www.journeyparanormalsociety.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. The ship has a whole lot of activity. Like I said, we're actually going to be staying the night there. I'm going to be sleeping on the ship. So I'm going to be investigating for 5 hours and then off to the berthing areas to attempt to get some sleep. So it's a lot.
Yeah, but if it's a good night, you won't get any kind of sleep, right?
That's right. Well, Sharon and I got, last time we were there, we got woken up by a ghost yelling attention in our ears. So that was kind of fun. But it's really neat there. It's a lot of fun. There's just so much activity on the ship in all different areas, but we also have evidence from our last trip on our website as well. People can go and look at pictures and things like that from our last investigation.
Really cool. Now, what kind of stuff did you guys find last time you were there? And
there was a lot of personal experiences, and then a lot in photographs and in recordings. The personal experiences were just crazy. As Marcia said, I mean, basically, it sounded like someone was up on the decks at, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning saying, attention, what? And in the middle of the night, we'd also hear people in the head and not going to the bathroom because we were all in this one room together, but you could hear them going in and moving the shower curtains and aligning them all because the bathrooms there are very, very basic. I mean, there's a row of Johns, and then they have shower curtains over them, so they're actually like a mobile home, a travel trailer kind of thing, the real pared-down bathroom shower stalls where you actually go in there and then you can sit down and take a shower right where your John is, basically. But the shower curtains were all moved, and you could hear them, all the shower curtains being moved in the middle of the night, and there was no one down there. We were like, they brought us down to this bowels of the ship and left us there in the middle of the night. I mean, it was just pretty crazy. So, and then photographs, I mean, everything from glowing golden heads that you couldn't see with your eyes, but that were showing up on film, and I have them on the website, to just personal experiences with one of the docent's dogs that passed away from cancer, and we could hear her barking. He used to bring her on the ship, and we actually have a picture of her manifested. And it's just everything. It's just amazing.
Now, do you ever take people that are like unbelievers or people? Like, I have a hard time believing in these kind of things myself. Just because I'm a real, I'll see it when I believe it kind of guy. But do you ever take someone, people that, I don't really believe in that, and then they become a believer after spending the night or doing one of these kind of things?
I have been around people that have been skeptics. And it's funny, the skeptics are usually the ones that have the most personal experiences. It's almost like the spirits are trying to just really turn their corner for them, you know, turn them around the corner and say, look, you know, we are here and we're going to make you realize it. I mean, I've had people have their, you know, clothing pulled on and tugged on and they just are like, oh my God, there was no one behind me. Where did that come from? So personal experiences tend to rule, you know, overrule what might be in your brain when you're getting touched or clothing tugged on. It usually kind of makes you realize that there's something going on.
Really cool. Well, you guys got a few minutes to take a few calls with us?
Sure, sure.
Okay. And we don't have a screener, so let's go to the 540. 540, you're on the air. Say hi to Marcia and Sharon.
Hello, In the Loop Rocks. Oosh.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize for that right there. That wasn't really a phone call.
Yeah, I do a couple of other podcasts, actually a lot of podcasts, and one of the hosts from the other podcast knew that we were having some cool guests on this week, so they said, hey, go ahead and crash that party. So that's probably what we're going to get for the rest of the night, so I apologize in advance. But how did you guys come up with this, with the Paranormal Society? How did you decide, okay, I want to do this?
I think for me personally, this is Marcia, I think it was more of something that I grew up with. I had a house that I lived in when I was younger that we had a lot of paranormal activity. So for me, it's always been an interest wanting to try to find out, you know, what's going on and why these spirits are here and things like that. So Sharon and I, when we met, we clicked very well, and we both had the same desire for the paranormal, so we thought, you know, we would form a group together to be able to help those who don't really understand what it's about and, you know, just help be able to give comfort to people who are living with, you know, spirits in their home or questions that they, you know, may need answered. So that's kind of how I got into it.
It's really, I think everyone or a lot of the people that are involved in the paranormal actually have stemmed from personal experiences that they've had, You know, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. At any which way, it's because they have a yearning to find out what's going on, and something has happened personally to them. And I grew up in New Hampshire, very small towns, old homes, things happened. Always had an interest, family always believed. And just as time goes on, you know, you read and you experience other things, and life gets in the way, and, you know, sometimes your interest or other activities tend to take the forefront, but it's always there. The interest and just the interest is always there, and just sometimes it becomes stronger for, you know, whatever reason, a death in the family or, you know, something like that really tends to push someone into another direction and either go forward with it or walk away from it. And I ran open-armed into it.
That's very cool. Now, do you guys get a lot of confusion with, like, Taps and Ghost Hunters because they're, like, all over TV? And do people call you thinking that you guys are Taps and want you to come to their house and do shows and stuff? Completely silly question, I know.
No, we haven't experienced that yet. So, some people do think that it is, you know, just for entertainment purposes, and, you know, some people do want it for exposure and think that, you know, if they have somebody coming out, then, you know, they can get on TV and stuff like that. But really, you know, that's why we do send out people ahead of time to, you know, check the situation out and meet with the families and things like that, you know, to be sure that this is really what's happening, you know, in their home and that they really do truly need help. So, but we haven't experienced anything like that yet.
Now, this is a huge screening process. I mean, it starts from the minute we either get a phone call or an email all the way through to before we even bring a team in there. I mean, there's a whole series of questions you have to ask the people and the family members and the people that are involved and even some research on the property itself. You know, before you get you're going to bring a bunch of people into someone's home, you want to make sure, A, that there's something actually going on, and you don't want to waste anyone's time. And sometimes there are easy answers, and sometimes there isn't. I mean, sometimes it's just overactive imaginations on children having nightmares, and sometimes there really is stuff going on. But you have to weed it through and not just jump in and automatically take the stance that, yes, they have a haunted house and there's something going on. You know, you have to go through all the baby steps first before you come to that conclusion.
Right. Okay, well, I have one more question. I'll let you guys get going. What is the single most, or have you had a single most experience that just scared the living hell out of you? I mean, something that you just said.
Marsha? I'm just laughing. Probably up in Rolling Hills. It was pretty interesting. But go ahead, Marsha. I'll let you tell part of it.
Wow. Okay. That's a big question because there's actually been a couple of things that's happened to us recently. But if I was just to pick one, I would say Rolling Hills Asylum, which is in East Bethany, New York. We went there for an event, and we actually had the pleasure of being able to investigate for, I believe it was 3 nights, and each night that we went, something more incredible would happen. But I think something that was pretty interesting was we were on a floor that they call the Shadow People floor, and personally, I had never seen anything, you know, shadow. I've never seen that before, so for me, I was like, okay, this is interesting, so I'm going to check this out. So we went, and we were with another person who was teaching us how to, you know, how to really just be able to see them and experience it. So the way it works is you basically go on this hallway, and you turn off all of your equipment, all of your lights, everything, and just be with the room in complete darkness. And the only light that you have is the ambiance from the windows. And if you just look down the hallways and just kind of be, all of a sudden, you'll see coming out of the doorways and down the walls and up the ramps and things like that, you see shadow figures walking towards you. Some are walking and some are crawling, and they were coming at us in one direction, and when we would turn and look down the other hallway, they were coming from that direction as well. And I know for me personally, I was pretty terrified. It was really hard for me not to.
Tears on my arms standing up. Oh my God.
What exactly is a shadow person? What exactly is the theory behind that?
Well, there's different theories. Some people believe that they're related to the Mound people, which predate Indians. Some people think they're related to gray aliens. I'm honestly not sure what they are, or because it's so strange. It's dead quiet. They don't make a noise. You can actually request them to come, like you'll be sitting there and you're all prepared, everyone's all quiet and it's pitch black, pitch black. And then you can just say, okay, we're ready for you, you can come on out now, it's okay. And literally they'll start, you can see them, they're almost like materializing and coming towards you. But the thing is, it's so strange, they are like gray shadow masses, except they can totally block out light. They'll step in front of any ambient light, and it's like you've got a curtain that just blocked out the light, or a wall. It is so incredibly strange. I don't know. They don't seem mean or anything of that sort. I just don't know what they really are and where they derive from. But they're fascinating. They're really fascinating, and at first it was very frightening because you have them coming at you, walking and crawling and from both directions, and you don't really know. I mean, ignorance is always more frightening than whatever could possibly be happening anyways, and that's what it was. The first few minutes or half an hour or whatever, it was just so foreign that we had never seen anything like that, but it really warrants much more exploration, and we're hoping to get back to Rolling Hills very, very soon. And if anyone has the opportunity to go there, highly, highly recommend it. It's a very interesting place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That just sent the hairs on my arm standing straight up. Freaks me out so bad.
Well, maybe you need to come with us in the spring. I mean, they're going to be closing down soon for the winter, but they're going to be opening up in the spring, and we're going to definitely make an event. Maybe you should come and see for yourself.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm all over that.
We'll hold your hand. We'll make sure nothing happens to you. We'll protect you from Roy.
From Roy. Okay, who's Roy?
Roy's actually, he was in the asylum for years, and he died of gigantism, and sometimes when calling out the shadow people, there will be a huge shadow. And it's basically, which I've noticed with Roy, though, he's got more of a mass to him. So when he appears, like if he's standing in a hallway, literally he will block out all of the light that's coming from that way. He's really huge, and he's very gentle, and he likes to definitely be the center of attention. If we use our K2 meters or anything, he'll, answer questions, and he's always right there, and he's a big guy. He's definitely a big spirit out there, and so we like Roy a whole lot, actually.
He reminds me, and I haven't seen him, but just his mass and his size and his gentleness, I just always think of the actor in The Green Mile, and that's what I imagine he must have been like, was this big jungle giant.
Big Michael Clark Duncan looking guy. Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. The website, if you want to check it out, is journeyparanormalsociety.com. I'll make sure we get a link to it up on awesomebadness.com. And thank you, ladies, so much for coming on. That really freaked the hell out of me. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. And just to let people know, we're keeping it a really small group. There's only going to be 30 people investigating. We have about 3 or 4 slots left. It's going to be a really nice, intimate experience at the Hornet, and some interesting surprises that I think people would really enjoy. So if they don't make it this time, we'll be going back again.
And I just want to add that you need to be 18 years or older, and we will be checking ID at the door. So just wanted to add that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out. We appreciate it, and good luck with your event.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Happy
Halloween. So I think I cut him off.
Oh, yeah. Chat. Oh.
Good job, Eric. Good podcasting, master. But that was pretty spooky.
That was. That literally scared the crap out of me. When she started mentioning shadow people. Now, I am a fan of Ghost Hunters. The kids and I watch it all the time. And, oh, my dear God. They had an episode of they had an episode of Ghost Hunters where they had a shadow person kind of walk across the camera there. So when she said we had shadow people coming from one direction, and we turned around and we had shadow people coming from the other direction, it reminded me out of what she said right there reminded me of a scene out of a horror video game with a bunch of zombies where everybody just turns around and bam, they're right there.
Horror video games, huh?
Horror video games, yes.
Have you seen Dead Space yet?
No, I haven't. I want to play that. It looks really scary and freaky.
It's all about this guy who's just in on the ship that's like an abandoned mining ship or something, and they're going to check out and see what's wrong with it or something. And this crew just disappeared, and he's going around the ship, and like all of a sudden, like the body parts of these people come up, and they have like a crazy like thingish, like John Carpenter thingish like body parts, and they're just like trying to rip you apart, and it looks so scary. And one of the cool things about that game is that they made it so there's no menus in front of you, but your life bar is on the back of your back. It's like this little image. It goes up and down to tell you where your life is at, and all the people that will be talking to you is in this little thing that projects in front of you, and you can see it while you're fighting these people. So you could be listening to someone talk while you're like mauling down all these terrifying creatures. Ooh.
Yeah, so it's completely immersive then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they just want you to see everything. That and Left 4 Dead by Valve. I don't know if you... Did you get to play Half-Life 2, Portal, and stuff like that?
I didn't get to play that, no, but it looks really good. And I saw the preview for Left 4 Dead, and basically right in the middle of a zombie invasion. And the scene that I was talking about just really completely screwed me up because you have one or two little zombies coming, and all of a sudden it's like a wave of zombies. And when Sharon said that about the shadow people, that's exactly what I imagined. I mean, could you imagine that? Just something you can't see, something you can't touch, just all of a sudden right up in your face like that.
I don't know, dude. I don't really believe in ghosts too much. The only thing I believe in is bad acting, which I've seen a lot of in the last month.
Okay, since it is Halloween, I will share my one really good ghost story. My mom lives in a part of town that is very old here in Florida, in South Florida.
We call that the ghetto, my friend.
No, not the ghetto. Thank you. But you're such an ass, man.
Thank you.
Try to turn a really good... take a really good horror story and just shit on it. I appreciate that, Scott.
That's what I do.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, the house that she lives in is probably about 102 years old, something like that. It was one of the first houses that was built in the area. And so naturally, you hear all kinds of stories about it and all kinds of stuff. We actually had no clue about the history of this house when I was a kid. But at night you could hear people walking on the roof, and you could actually hear people, and we would sit there outside, and you could hear them from outside just like stomping on the roof. You'd check upstairs, you'd check in the attic, you'd see absolutely nothing. And then probably about just as you get ready to go to sleep, you'd hear running back and forth over it. And even to this day, my kids, you know, I'm a dad. I don't like to freak my kids out because that means they sleep with me. And while I do love my kids, I don't want my kids in my face when I'm sleeping. They have absolutely freaked out, thank my mom's house, because of the runners on the roof, which is, hey, that sounds like a good horror movie.
Or band, maybe ninjas on the roof. Or maybe it's the aliens from Signs.
That was a freaky movie too. So, But that's pretty much about going to wrap it up. Oh, we have just a few minutes left. If you think we're done with horror, if you think we're done with all the gory and nasty stuff just because Halloween's upon us.
If you think we're done doing podcasts because it's only two people,
yes,
think again.
Right. Think again. This is what we are, man. We are just going to sit here for the next 85 episodes and talk crap until the cows come home.
Seabeans.com.
I like Seabeans. Seabeans are very nice.
We need to talk more about horror video games. That's
yeah. We can devote a whole show to horror video games. And actually, when we get Preston and B back on the show, we will do that. And while everybody's wondering, where is Preston? Where is B? I know we have somebody in the chat room wondering how B lights Netherworld in Atlanta. The reason why he's not here is because he stopped off one more night on his way home to Tennessee to check out Netherworld in Atlanta just one more time. He said it was one of the most amazing houses in haunts that he's ever been to. Much, much different than Halloween Horror Nights, although he loved Horror Nights. Just Netherworld was just flat out amazing. So in-depth and in-your-face. He said a lot of animatronics, but they were good animatronics. So really, really cool stuff. If you're in Atlanta area before Halloween, go check it out. Yes, I'm talking to you, Hikaru. Go check it out. And everybody else is just kind of wore down tired because we had such a good time at Halloween Horror Nights, man. It's been an all-out blast.
It was a great time. Great time.
And I'm really sad to see it go. And we had all kinds of cool people hanging out. We had people right in front of the window staring at us. We had your friend Brooke was with us, and that was really cool.
Yeah. She's the official Orlando photographer of the show now, or the website. The show or website?
Yeah, the website, I guess. Did Hug tell her that I guess Hug told her that she's the photographer then, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We've got our own, that guy. We got our own Dead Rising superstar now. Taking pictures of zombies at malls. Well, he's only got 3 hours to get out of town.
Yeah, Brooke is really cool chick. Lots of fun, really good questions, and really good pictures because I didn't have my camera. So, really
no.
Good pictures.
Did you get enough food? I was like candy, 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 Coke, Coke.
I was too busy setting up the damn computer in the mixer while you assholes were all in there just annihilating all the free Coke and free candy and water and all kinds of stuff. But again, a very special thank you to Universal for having us there. Very special thanks to Journey Paranormal for calling in tonight. And a very special to the folks at Scott's Rocky Horror Picture Show for not calling in. So we were
Faithful Handyman Rock.
Yeah.
.com. Faithful Handyman. MySpace.com. Faithful Handyman. They weren't on the show, but they were here in spirit. To absent friends. To friends of absence.
Yeah. Oh, and also we had our friend Coaster Rachel join us for Halloween Horror Nights. Very cool chick. Absolutely love her. So that's it. That's it. We're done. Next week, join us as the whole crew returns for a special presidential coverage of The Abyss. Not going to say much.
America! America!
Somebody's going to shoot you, man.
Good. Let me die.
All I have to say is next week when you're voting, and you must vote, everybody has to vote. It's your right. It's your privilege. It's your duty. Go out and vote. Do the early voting.
You also have a right not to vote. So think about that.
And vote for B-Square. B-Square for 2009. You've listened to The Abyss. Thank you very much. Good night. Oh, and happy Halloween. We'll be right back.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
Could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Get